Yes, I guess I'll start this way. Thank you for the reflection and thanks for being here. Okay, so what happened? We did this simple study on the field and then on the lab, but somehow the results very interesting. That's why I would like to share it with you all. Okay, so we applied this humic products from the humulite. Humulite is low energy coal. It's in Canada. And then we applied to treat soil with high salinity, meaning sodium adsorption ratio, SAR, and EC, electrical conductivity. So we evaluated the yields on the field, directly from our customer, and then we did further study in the lab to evaluate the solubility, the water solubility of the sodium, calcium, magnesium, and the EC. EC being the total soluble cations and ions in water. So basically, here you go. Yes. So what we learned that the humic products would reduce the SAR and the EC because the organic matters in general kind of make these cations and ions rather insoluble. This was lowering the SAR and the EC. But most interestingly, later you would see that we applied two products, being the raw materials and the liquid being processed. Now you can see the performance between the raw materials, not that soluble in water, and the liquid product being soluble in water. Okay, let's start with humulite. Basically, it is naturally occurring organic materials, like they call it low energy coal, coal that does not burn really well. You could burn it, but not efficient. Instead, we make the most of the organic matters. We make it into soil supplement in the agriculture, applications. So it has high soil organic matters and then humic substances, low ash, very low toxic metals and negligible toxic organics and pathogens. Okay, soil organic matters is just large molecular structure, carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen that binds cations and anions in soil. This is the first properties that we would like to take advantage in the sense of remediation of soil with high salt. So basically, these large molecule structures will bind these cations and anions, making it rather insoluble in water. This while reducing your SAR and EC. Sodium still there, but will not affect the osmotic pressure in the root zone. We did some lab study before, not in the presentation here, but we can show it if you're interested. And it has negative charge, so it binds cations like sodium in soil, making it rather insoluble. So those are the mechanisms. And then humic substances, the unidentified portion of soil organic matters with certain components. This also enhanced growth of seedlings and plants in general. But in this study, we would like to focus only on the chemical components, on the solubility of sodium, calcium, magnesium, and conductivity, and the yields of the crops. Okay, again, this is the way we use the organic matters in the humulite. Because it's large molecule structures, it would bind cations like sodium, making it rather not soluble. And because it has a large component, it would help soil water retention and reduce loss of nutrients either in the atmosphere or on your groundwater table. This is the first benefit that being big compounds. So in this case, we would reduce the SAR and the EC because we make it rather insoluble, and then makes nutrients more available to plants, and the end result will be the soil productivity being increased. This is the fields of our customers in Alberta. it has problem with salinity. What happens is that you have the fields, 160 acres, sloping towards the west. So on the east side, normal, we will show you the readings of the SAR. On the east side, sloping, west in the middle. So basically all the fertilizers were accumulated in the west middle sections. As you can see later, the SAR and EC very high in that region. The soil itself is okay, about 3-4% organic matters, but the problem again is the topography, in which all the salt accumulating at certain zone, we call it. Now, on the previous growing seasons, alternating wheat and canola, urea being applied 110 pounds per acre, and the saline area, 18 acres, we got zero yields in 4 years, no growth at all. Now, basically we have the saline area. The worst one is 62.9, we call it zone number 3. The okay one is 12.4, so 12.4, 29.6, 62.9. In 4 years, we didn't see any growth at all, either canola or corn. The normal area, we got SAR of 9.7. So 9.7, we got results. 12.4 and up, we got no results. I got all the detail of the AC, pH, later I have that data. Now, for 2013 growing season, we apply wheat of the local variety called CDC Co. We apply urea still, and then liquid product. Now, this liquid product has 13% organic matter, 12% humic substance. It is soluble in water in the sense of manufacturing perspective. So 99.9% soluble in water with respect to manufacturing definition. We applied at 10 gallon per acre. Okay, so as you can see in the control, we have two control from the previous years, we got all zero results in the zone 1, zone 2, zone 3. This year we got something there. We got 16.7 for SAR of 12.4, almost 5 for the SAR but 30, and still nothing on SAR of 62.9. Previous years we got nothing, we got zero. On the rest of the field, being the normal area, SAR of 9.7, we got 27.3 bushel per acre. It's not that great, but as you can see, the humic products indeed helps the yields, but it has limitation. When you went to SAR too high, nothing can be done. Before, we did some lab work, and at that time, we found that SAR about 50, we did growth chamber. SAR 50, nothing grew in the growth chamber. And then on the field, 62.9, same thing, nothing grew. But SAR 29.6, 12.4, we got some improvement over the previous years. Now, what happened next, we did additional study on the soil itself. Okay, so we did 3 test plots, and then we compared 2 products, the same products, the liquid products, and raw materials, we call it granule. So granule is raw, meaning no treatment, well, physical treatment like crushing, heating, so on, but no chemical process, no biological process. That's why the solubility very low. Like with respect to manufacturing definition, we got about 5% water solubility versus 99.9% in the liquid. The granule product has more soil organic matters and more humic substance because it's solid materials. But again, it's not soluble in water. We applied 1 metric tons versus 10 US gallon. Let's see what happens. So we did samplings on the field. We brought it to the labs, so we got more luxury. Every treatment, 3 times replications, so we can get proper stats. Okay, so October 2013, SAR is about 15-ish. If you go down to November, 2 months, and then 9 months, as you can see, the raw materials being not soluble in water perform not that well. But after 9 months, better. The liquid products, right on. You can see the results only after 2 months. It works really well. And after 9 months, stable. So you can see that 10 US gallon beat 1 metric ton because the water solubility. How about conductivity? Same thing. The 10 US gallon is better than 1 metric tons. So the explanation here is that the organic matters, the large molecular organic matters, and also have negative charge, somehow made the sodium, calcium, and magnesium rather insoluble in water. That's why your SAR drop, the EC drop. I got more data showing the reduced solubility of sodium, calcium, and magnesium. You're welcome. I have the data. I don't have it here. So it is obvious that this organic matter, humic substance, reduces solubility. That's why the SAR EC going down and yields increase. So we can say that the humic substances is effective for soil remediation, but the products were, we have to be careful what kind of products. People say, you know, my product is better than yours. What kind of product? Is it many different products? But in this case, we can group into 2 products, water-soluble or not water-soluble. When the product is not water-soluble, in this case, you saw 1 metric tons versus only 10 gallons. Again, I'm not saying that liquid better than dry product, because many of our customers, they prefer the dry products, they prefer the raw materials because they could apply it now, October or November, for next year growing season. That's the reason. So put it this way, both products, raw materials not that soluble in water versus liquid product being soluble in water, they are both good depending on your applications, as long as you know what you have there. Yes, any questions? Yes, Bruce. About neutral, I can show you the detailed result if possible, and then I got the pH, the conductivity. Conductivity, of course, higher with the SAR. But yeah.
Actually, at about 15 SAR, when seeing the threshold, what was the parts per million of the sodium at that level?
I can send you the data. Yes. Yeah. What interesting is the sodium. Drop it, the soluble sodium, okay, everything dropped. The sodium, the soluble sodium drop, soluble calcium drop, soluble magnesium drop. But sodium is the main component, the dominant component, because calcium, magnesium at the bottom, and also when you have high SAR, your sodium usually way higher than the calcium, magnesium. So the reduce of solubility in calcium, magnesium is nothing compared to the reduce of solubility of sodium. That's why I can send you all the data. Yes.
Did you make a measurement for the osmotic pressure?
No, we did not. We did not. Yeah. Where is that? Yeah, so, yeah, in the previous study, we did a growth chamber with SAR of 50-ish, nothing grew. So there is a limitation still. But I guess the result agree with the previous presentation that you make. It's not nutrients, it is soil supplement. So it works well when the soil is poor. In this case, very saline soil. If the soil is perfect, like maybe you don't see much difference. This is the very, very poor soil in respect to salinity.
Thank you.
But still, there is a limit if very, very bad, and then, you know. Yes?
How fine is the solid product? How fine is that ground? Or is it, what kind of mesh does it have?
Yeah, the average sizing is about 1 to 2 millimeters. Yeah, we call it granule.